class is studying astronomy. The teacher points to a photograph and says,
"Does anyone know what this is?" "It's a comet."
"A what?"
"A comet, Eddie. Don't you know what a comet is?"
"No."
"Don't you know what they call a star with a tail?"
"Sure, Mickey Mouse."
The teacher is asking an arithmetic question.
"Frank, if you found $3 in your right pocket and $2 in your left pocket, what would you have?"
"I'd have somebody else's pants on."
The teacher is asking a geography question.
"Mary, where's the English Channel?"
"I don't know. We can't get it on our TV." All the kids were trying to impress Grandpa, who had come for a visit. Timmy boasted,
"I'm first in arithmetic, Grandpa."
Sally said she had come in first in the spelling bee. Grandpa asked little Billy,
"What are you first in, Billy?"
"Well, I'm the first one out the door when the bell rings."
The little boy had just started school. When he returned home the first day, his mother asked,
"Billy, what did you learn today?"
"I learned to write."
"Oh, what did you write?"
"I don't know. I haven't learned to read yet."
The psychiatrist was asking questions to test his patient.
"Do you ever hear voices without knowing who is speaking or where the voices are coming from?"
"Yes, sir, I do."
"And when does this occur?"
"When I answer the telephone."
A doctor had an urgent call.
"Can you come immediately, doctor? My little son has just swallowed a fountain pen."
"I'll be there right away. What are you doing in the meantime?"
"Oh, I'm using a pencil."
A man bought a parrot that could speak 5 languages. He paid $1,000 for it. The pet shop owner said that he would deliver the bird that afternoon. When the proud owner got home, he asked his wife if the parrot had been delivered. She answered,
"Yes, it has."
"Where is it?"
"It's in the oven."
"In the oven? But he could speak 5 languages."
"Well, then why didn't he speak up?"
A man in a restaurant said to a stranger sitting at the next table,
"Do you realize that you are reading your newspaper upside down?"
"Of course I realize it. You think it's easy?" "I used to snore so loud I would wake myself up."
"What did you do about it?"
"I cured myself."
"Oh, how did you do that?"
"Now I sleep in the next room and I don't hear a thing."
A boy was talking to his mother.
"Gee, Mom, I'm really glad you named me Albert."
"Why?"
"Because that's what all the kids at school call me."
After everyone was in bed, the telephone rang.
"Is this 1111?
"No, this is 1111.
"Are you sure this isn't 1111?
"Yes, I'm sure. This is 1111.
"Well, I'm sorry to have gotten you up."
"That's all right. I had to get up anyway. The phone was ringing."
"Sam, why are you standing in front of the mirror with your eyes closed?"
"Well, I want to see what I look like when I'm asleep."
"Why can you never starve in a desert?"
"Because of the sandwiches there."